Hello there, Rider Flex Nation. Steve Urban here with some more career advice and job interviewing tips. Today, answering a question from a listener. Great phone call yesterday. Listener called in and said, what do I do when my top revenue producer is poison? My top sales guy is poison for the culture. How do I handle that? Great question. And I've seen this several times throughout my career. In fact, most of the time those top producers get a really big head or big ego. They start thinking they're irreplaceable. Here's what I would suggest. First, most of the time, you know, medium to larger size companies, they have plenty of documentation and things in place to keep a top producer from stealing clients or taking contact information, et cetera, whether it's non-compete or, you know, language in the contract, et cetera. Now, keep in mind, a lot of that stuff's really hard to enforce and follow up on. So it's great to have it in the language, but the reality is, you know, people are going to steal clients and contacts sometimes. But if your brand is strong enough, and if you've done a few things prior to this top producer leaving, you can protect yourself. I want to mention those, but then I want to give you a big tip at the end, which I think most people miss. So first, I would just encourage everybody that has these top producing salespeople, account reps, business development, whatever their title might be. You know, you always have that one person in a company that has the relationship with major clients that are producing a lot of income for the company. It's really important for you as the supervisor to also have some sort of relationship with that client, right? Make sure that you haven't totally disconnected yourself from what's going on. Make sure that you are also following up with that client and touching that client periodically or going to dinner with that client with this big sales rep so that you have some sort of relationship as well. So when you make that phone call and you let the client know that your big gun, your big producer is no longer with you, there's still a chance for you to save that account. So that's really key, is more than one person needs to be tagged to the account or the client to ensure that you can recover. More importantly, though, here is the real question. The caller was nervous about trying to replace this big producer, right? Now, the real reason the caller was nervous was because they hadn't done a good enough job of recruiting and interviewing and preparing bench strength to replace that person when the time came. That's the real reason, right? And this happens. Companies, they get on a roll, things are going well. You stop interviewing because you think, I don't really need to interview because I don't need anybody right now. So you end up in a situation where all of a sudden you have nobody on the bench. There's no candidates that you've recently talked to or interviewed that you'd love to hire, but you just don't have a spot for them. And if this caller had done a really good job and made sure that on a consistent basis they were recruiting, interviewing, constantly looking at strong candidates and having people on the bench ready to pick up the phone and say, yes, Johnny, I'm ready for you to work here now. If that had been in place, there would have been much less hesitation about replacing this big producer. That's the real key. And that's the real tip for this podcast. All right, folks. And there's your Rider Flex tip of the day. As always, you can call in to the corporate office or email us anytime with any type of questions, and we'll help you in any way we can. Our podcast can be heard just about anywhere now through all types of platforms. You can visit riderflex.com and learn more about us. And thanks a lot, folks, for listening. We appreciate it, and have a wonderful day.